everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. It was a work day like any other. The big bosses were coming in, the store had to look perfect, and the perfectionism of my next guest wouldn't have it any other way. As she stretched forth her hands to grab that box of Kleenex, what happened next would forever change her life, physically, emotionally, mentally, but most of all, spiritually. Would you welcome to Testimony for part one of our two-part conversation, author of her just-released Rush of Heaven, One Woman's Miraculous Encounter with Jesus, a very special guest indeed, Miss Emma McKinley. Emma, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you for having me.
Emma, it's great to have you, and I just want to thank Sharon Farnell of Media Connect for bringing your story to my attention, which was first featured on CBN 700 Club in 2012, and now, with the release of your book, Heaven's Rush, details even further your complete journey to healing and the miracles that would follow. So let's get right to it, Emma. On April 10th, 1993, you incurred a horrific work accident. You have spent more than 18 years in constant pain, suffered with a crooked spine that confined you to a wheelchair for 16 of those years. Emma, how did this happen?
Jensine, I was working in a department store and was climbing in a loft that was about 20, 30 feet up for some supplies. And while I was in the loft, a big heater kicked in, and the heat went right over the top of me, and I passed out. As I fell, my head hit something hard, and my left foot caught between some boards and some boxes. I literally hung upside down by my ankle for 2.5 hours, unconscious the whole time, until someone found me.
Wow. Now, before the accident, you were, as I'm told, an athletic powerhouse. You had multiple jobs. You volunteered for many positions. And now you find yourself in a hospital bed. You wake up. It's after the accident. You've learned just what had happened. What is going through your mind?
There was only one thing on my mind, Jensine, and that was the word ouch. My foot and my ankle, clear up to my knee, were in horrible, horrible pain. I don't remember anything about the accident, so I had no idea at the time what was causing so much pain in that ankle and the knee. The hospital staff were the people who was having to tell me what actually happened.
Wow. Now, for those that are listening, you told me off the record before we started our interview that you are speaking into a special phone because of this accident, you have literally lost 60% of your hearing. Is that correct?
That's correct. When I told you that, when I told you and your listeners that I hit something hard with my head, that caused a severe concussion, and as the result of that, I lost that 60% hearing.
Wow. Well, this makes your story even more incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to author Emma McKinley, her just-released Rush of Heaven, truly a miraculous story for part one of our two-part conversation here today. Emma, there's a lot in your book, and I encourage readers to pick it up because we have so much hopelessness going on in the world today. It seems in every arena of life. And this is why, a big reason why, I wanted to bring you on testimony. Your story really is a story of hope and faith in Jesus Christ. You never quit. But let's get to our next question now. You're married, you have two wonderful sons. Emma, several of your coworkers were still at work after you had passed out. In fact, one was supposed to give you a ride home that night. You even confirmed this with her that day. How are you able to forgive these individuals that perhaps could have found you earlier?
That was really a hard time for me, Jensen. No one checked the time clock or even checked to see where I was. They just assumed that I went home. It took me several weeks, but I finally realized, Jensen, that I had to accept what had happened. And I knew that I needed to forgive my coworkers in order to move on. I eventually learned to consider myself very lucky that anyone even found me. And I know God was looking out for me.
Amen. Well, he certainly was. I know that when you got to the hospital, many said to you that you were lucky to even be alive. So that's a miracle on its own. Now, during all of this, you're married. I think we alluded to earlier, you have two sons, your family, you're a close family. But your husband decides he wants a divorce almost immediately after the accident. What went through your mind when he asked for the divorce, and why?
Jensen, that was a very difficult time. 2 weeks, I mean, 2 years after the accident, my husband just decided that, you know, he couldn't take the pain anymore, and everything that was revolved around the accident, doctors, hospitals, everything. And so he just walked out. It was hard for me because that should have been the time that I had my husband there supporting me in every way. But I didn't have that. That was suddenly gone. And it was hard. But, you know, I had the kind of faith that I had, and I gave it to the Lord, you know, gave it to Jesus each and every day. And he was always there for me. He never let me down. And it was my father that took and, you know, pretty much took Ed's place as far as, you know, getting me back and forth to the hospital or the doctor appointments or whatever.
Right. Your story is really heartbreaking in so many ways, but yet hopeful as well. And because of your Christian faith, as I read in your book, you've been a Christian since the age of 17. You were married for 26 years to Ed, and it wasn't a great marriage, as you alluded to in your book, but you were determined to make it work. I sensed in reading the pages of your book that you were a positive or are a positive person, a lot of faith, quoting scriptures, upbeat, and ready to just tackle any assignment. So here you are now. You have this horrific accident. You find yourself in a wheelchair, excruciating pain, and the diagnosis is called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Question, how extreme was your case, Emma, and what causes it?
I tell you, my RSD, which is reflex sympathetic dystrophy, it's a neurological disorder which affects the nerves and the muscles, and it causes horrific pain. Justine, mine was like you put your hand in a 400-degree oven and leave it there. The burning never stops. And for me, it also affected my leg, my arm, my hand, and my spine. And that's how I ended up in the wheelchair 24/7.
Wow.
The RSD, some of the symptoms are not only their horrific pain, but you have all kinds of edema. You have color changes from purple to red to normal-looking skin, and you get these shooting pains, Justine, like somebody plugs you into a light socket. And you don't know when it's going to happen, but those shooting pains hit your joints. And that is a very painful time when that happens.
Well, you have color photographs in your book that actually show your condition. You're standing up, you're there for your son's wedding, in pain, in crutches, but pretty soon this disease starts to cause your body to deteriorate and cause your physical being to be completely deformed. You're actually sideways in a chair. One of your hands is club-like. You're unable to open up your fingers. Your joints are swollen. It just seems so unimaginable, the pain that you've had to suffer. And for so long, Emma, our listeners need to know, you're a Christian, yes. You have faith, yes. You're speaking the word, yes. But where is Jesus in all of this for you during 18 years?
He was right by my side. Justine, I partnered up with my best friend, Jesus Christ. I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up loving Jesus with all my heart and soul. But after this accident happened, Justine, I knew this monster was bigger than I could handle. And I partnered up with Jesus and made him a part of all of this because I knew I couldn't handle it myself. And I needed Jesus in my life more than ever before. I had to share my pain with Jesus every day and get closer to him, or I wasn't going to make it. And I needed to focus on Jesus instead of the pain. And I needed him to help me rise above that pain to survive every day. Just giving it to him and completely trusting him.
Well, amen and praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Emma McKinley, author of Rush of Heaven, One Woman's Miraculous Encounter with Jesus Christ. We're going to hear more of Emma's story next week on Testimony and the actual miracle that she encountered. Emma, thank you for being with us today on this segment of your incredible story. We look forward to speaking with you next week. God bless you.
Thank you, Justine, and God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening. And please join us again for Testimony.
Her body, twisted and contorted, racked with pain, filled with pain meds, and confined to a wheelchair for 16 of the 18 years, she would suffer intense agony. Negligent co-workers, a divorce, fights with insurance companies, the list goes on. Does God really mean it when he says he won't give us more than we can bear? My next guest is proof that he does. Would you welcome back to Testimony in part two of our conversation, author and inspirational speaker, Emma McKinley. Emma, welcome back to Testimony.
Thanks for having me, Justine.
Emma, I really enjoyed our first segment. You are an example of someone that walks with Jesus and the scripture that says, with God, all things are possible and miracles do happen. So for this segment, your story today, I would like for you to take us to 2011, the day you received your miracle, when Jesus came into your room. Emma, please tell us that story.
I haven't quite figured out yet, Justine, how to tell a short version of this story. That's why I wrote the book. The short version I can tell you is this. On December 24th, 2011, it was very, very early in the morning. I was home alone, and I tipped over my wheelchair. I fell on the floor and laid there for over 8.5 hours, screaming in pain, and I was unable to move. And I kept, Justine, I kept crying out to my best friend, the partner that I had in all of this. I kept crying out to him. And I thought at one point, this is how he was going to come and take me. He was just going to come and take me out of this horrible pain and take me home. But he came. He did come, and I met Jesus that morning, but he didn't take me home. He came to me in my home, and that was in Rochester, Minnesota. The book tells the story, you know, in all of its glory, Justine, and I don't have time to tell that way right now. You need to have about 3 hours for this. But that Christmas Eve morning, Jesus came to me as I was laying there on my office floor. First thing, when I saw this awesome bright robe, there were hands extending down in that robe. There were shoulders in that robe, and I knew exactly who that was. That was Jesus. He was right there in my office. He then straightened out that crooked foot that had been crooked for years. He straightened out my neck. The bones were cracking like crazy, and he straightened out that crooked spine. That hand that hadn't been opened, Justine, in 18 years. Wow. He took my fingers, and he started laying them back. And what I saw, my hand was caught right underneath me, so it was right by my face. And when he took my fingers back, Justine, all I saw on that hand was raw flesh. And immediately, once my eyes was looking at that raw flesh, I saw the new flesh growing. Jesus was growing new flesh from the palm of my hand to the tips of my fingers. And I could flex that hand, I could move that hand, and I now had new flesh on that hand.
Wow. Tell me some of the other things that you experienced, and of course you shared this news with your family and in a very clever way when you were athletic in a powerhouse doing multiple jobs, volunteer positions. Here you are confined to a wheelchair for now over 16 years. You found a very creative way of letting your loved ones know what God did for you. Can you begin to share that?
The other thing, Justine, is that Jesus knelt down by my knee, and he stretched out his hand, and he asked for mine. And together, the two of us stood up. He had literally stood me on 2 feet and two legs that hadn't been used in all those years. And yes, hours later, my two sons and my two grandsons came over, Justine, for our traditional Christmas Eve celebration. They walked in the door and saw the empty wheelchair. Then they looked up and saw me, Justine, walking down the hall towards them. I'm surprised they didn't pass out from shock.
Right.
We went into hugging and shaking and crying, and it was just a real shocking time for everybody. But I went to those two grandsons because, Justine, I got to hug them that night for the very first time in all those years.
Oh, my goodness. I have to just interject right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Emma McKinley, her very emotional and true story, her book, Rush of Heaven, One Woman's Miraculous Encounter with Jesus. Emma had been afflicted with RSD, which is reflex sympathetic dystrophy. It completely contorted her body, where she was literally on her side in a wheelchair with disfigured legs and hands and feet. Emma, please continue your story.
After I was hugging my grandsons, I know at one point I asked my oldest grandson, Brady, I said, talk to Grandma. And Brady said to me, he says, Grandma, I'm freaking out right now. They were really shocked, Justine, because they didn't know Grandma any different than the crooked grandma in the wheelchair. And to see me walking towards them, to have me look them in the eye and to give them a hug, it was just so absolutely wonderful. They had literally never seen me out of that wheelchair, and I was in that wheelchair before either one of them was born. So it was really a shock for them.
Wow. Emma, I encourage everyone to get your book, which is full of all the details and the medical records and letters. All the doctors and nurses have said this is a miracle. We have no explanation for it. During the course of 18 years, many wanted to just give up, but you wouldn't. They wanted to amputate your legs, but you did not do that. You were closely listening to the voice of your Savior every step, every day, every year along the way. So my next question for you actually is a twofold question. Why do you think Jesus decided to cure you after all this time? And what is your advice to others who are desperately seeking to be healed that may be in a similar situation or, God forbid, even worse?
Justine, I know that Jesus knew every day where my heart was, where my love was, and that was for him, and I gave everything to him every single day, and I was totally committed to him. Jesus knew that. And the one thing about others having similar situations or whatever the situation is, you can't give up. You have to keep fighting. I went through a lot of years of pain and, you know, a lot of near-death experiences. And the book has chapter after chapter about all of that. But the point is, if I had chosen to go it alone, Justine, I never would have made it. This is why I partnered up with Jesus. I had to. As you said, I never made any of those decisions that I needed to without the peace in my heart that it was the right thing to do. My hope, Justine, for Rush of Heaven is that people will see that Jesus loves us so much that he's willing to show up, to put an end, Justine, to all their fears that they have and the worries when they choose to trust him completely. God gave me this miracle, but this miracle, Justine, isn't only mine. It's everybody's miracle. And my hope in sharing it is that people will see more of who he is and that they can find that hope and encouragement. You know, that they would find that hope and encouragement in their own lives and in their own situations.
Amen, amen. Well, yours is the poster for what you've just communicated. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Emma McKinley, author of Rush of Heaven. Jesus appeared to Emma after 18 years and straightened out literally her crooked body in the wheelchair she had been confined to for 16 of those 18 years. Well, Emma, we're getting ready to close the end of our program today. What encouragement do you want to leave with our listeners as a last word of hope?
I think that today Christians and non-believers are searching for something. They may not even know, Justine, what they're searching for. But I think they really want to hear stories that encourage them and give them that hope. And I'm hoping when they, buy Rush of Heaven and read that book from cover to cover, I am so hoping, Justine, that they find that encouragement and that they find that hope, that there is hope out there in Jesus Christ. He is alive, and he is doing miracles today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Emma McKinley, author of Rush of Heaven, One Woman's Miraculous Encounter with Jesus. You can learn more about Emma's story by going to your local bookstore and pick up Rush of Heaven, a great encouragement, especially in these days and times. Emma, thank you for being with us on Testimony. God bless you and continue to bless you, your family, your ministry, and all that is before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jensine, thank you so much for having me on.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.